This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, Full House. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Being under one roof with your extended family can mean you have the time to develop really deep relationships. It can be helpful, especially during times like this, a pandemic, lockdowns. Reporter Rachel Bongiorno takes us to visit her family in Melbourne, where three generations live in one house.
Hi, my name's Emily. I'm 8 years old, and I'm turning 9 in 2 days.
Hi, my name's Sienna, and I'm 7. I live with my grandma, my dad, my mum, Auntie Rachel.
For the past 6 years, I've been living in New York City. But earlier this year, I decided it was time to come home, mostly to spend time with my mum, who just turned 82. My dad passed away when I was young, and she lives with my older sister, her husband, and their 2 kids. I'd planned on living with my family for a couple of months and then get my own place. But then the pandemic hit. Moving out wasn't really a possibility, and I wanted to be close to help out my mum.
We're ready.
My name's Rose. I have 9 children. And I have 14 grandchildren.
Grandma, we're ready!
Oh, that's better because
during lockdown, it's been very difficult because I've only been able to see the two children who actually live here.
In early July, Melbourne became the epicentre of Australia's second wave, and we had one of the longest lockdowns in the world. You could only leave your home to go to the grocery store, a medical appointment, or an hour's exercise. And there was also an 8 p.m. curfew. For the kids, this meant trying to find interesting activities around our home. My mum, who's also a teacher, is great at making the best out of what we have.
So we'll walk round to the side of the house.
My grandma, she's showing us the garden in each season.
Thought we'd have a look at the things that have changed in the autumn.
My pomegranates.
We'll have a look. It was challenging, trying to think of different creative things for them to do because they would get bored very quickly.
Grandma,
remember that flower? Remember how you lost it?
Yes.
That's because it changed into a bite.
Is that ready to pick?
No.
At the
back it's yellow.
The isolation we felt in the pandemic has been tough for all of us, but especially for elders who are most vulnerable to the virus. Having us all under one roof has been comforting, especially for my mum.
Well, definitely, I think it would have been extremely lonely if I'd been in lockdown on my own. And we introduced some regular things like games night.
Am I an object?
No.
Am I a person?
No.
I think living with children definitely has a positive impact on people of my generation because, one, it keeps you young, keeps you on the ball because you have to keep up with even different ways of speaking. They'll say, oh, you know, don't you know that word, Grandma? And it's a word that has possibly changed its meaning over the years. Also, the music that they listen to, popular on the radio. And sometimes they will say, well, don't listen to the words of this song, Grandma, because you might be shocked. But the music is good.
I love it when you call me, my family's Italian, and we've always lived with our grandparents. But around Australia, there's an upward trend in multi-generational households. Elizabeth Shaw is a psychologist and CEO of Relationships Australia New South Wales. She says that multi-generational living is especially beneficial for the oldest and youngest generations.
For younger children, if they've got a positive relationship with their grandparents, that will stand them in good stead the rest of their lives because grandparents often do have the time and space to be attentive and affirming and validating.
Look what's happened.
The kids can have fun with their grandparents often and learn nice things.
They come for their dinner.
Dad.
They come in the morning and they come at night.
And we also have magpies.
It is fun to live with my grandma because sometimes when I'm scared in bed, I go to my grandma's bed and
think they read stories and play games.
And my grandma teaches us, like, stories about stuff that were when we weren't born. Grandma teaches us how to wipe the table, but not pack up, because we know how to pack up.
When it comes to different age groups, grandparents particularly liked having grandchildren around.
That's Dr. Edgar Liu, a senior research fellow at the University of New South Wales Cities Futures Research Centre. He studies equitable housing policy and has researched multi-generational living.
And that goes the same with parents as well, the middle generation as well, that they actually like having that family connection across the different generations, that they can actually pass on knowledge from one generation to the next.
Edgar says that while housing affordability is one of the key drivers behind the growth in multi-generational living, those he interviews say that companionship is one of the biggest benefits, but that constant companionship can also come with its challenges.
And I remember this one quote from an interviewee, and she said, yeah, it's great that there's always someone there, but at the same time, there's always someone there. You just can't escape.
But like any relationship, Elizabeth Shaw says that open and honest communication is key.
Even calling family meetings, it sounds, you know, really like something you do on television, but, you know, sometimes it could be you could go around the room and say, let's all talk about one thing we appreciate about how we've managed this. And what's one thing that's really annoying that we could change? And then it's a norm, it's a group norm that everyone's had permission to say something.
After several months of lockdown, Melbourne has finally got the virus under control, having recorded zero new cases for the past month. It's a relief. The kids are back at school, we're allowed to go out and meet friends, but there's still plenty of time at home to teach Grandma new tricks.
We are going to be doing rock, paper, scissors with Grandma, and we're going to have to teach her. So, a paper covers rock, a rock smashes scissors, and scissors cuts paper. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Ah! So Emily had paper and I had scissors. So I cut the paper.
For The Pulse, I'm Rachel Buongiorno.
All right, I lost.
So Grandma wins.